Jeremy didn't even have 24 hours left. Still, he didn't have any idea what he was going to get his grandfather for his birthday. He kept mentally kicking himself for waiting until the last minute. He'd been so busy with exams and papers and other necessary but less easy to explain activities required of a freshman in college that he hadn't gotten around to finding something. He knew it had to be just the right gift. And not only because it was his grandfather's 95th birthday, but because he didn't want to disappoint him. I mean, his grandfather meant the world to him. His little brother suggested he get him a tie. His grandfather hadn't worn a tie in over 15 years, but his brother often said stupid, irritating things like that. He was used to it. No, this had to be just the right gift. And as he walked down that stretch of sidewalk toward the last store he could think of, the hardware store, he was thinking of all the places that he'd been so far. He'd started at the electronics store because it was the one he enjoyed most himself. He knew there wasn't anything there Grandpa would really need. Not because he was old-fashioned. I mean, even at 95, his grandfather was one of the most modern people he knew. His eyes were still good enough to read, and he read about things that Jeremy didn't even study in college. He never finished high school, but he loved to talk about the latest discoveries in astronomy, and he even spoke of Stephen Hawking and wondered if the guy would ever figure out how all those fields of energy work together. Oh, one time he was talking about inventions. He said that the VCR was a much better invention than the TV. It meant that he could watch the few programs they enjoyed and fast-forward through all the commercials that he couldn't stand. Not because he hated advertising. He'd once said, "There are things in this world that a person needs, and it's helpful to know the choices. It's when they try to convince you to buy something that you don't need, don't even want. That's when you got a problem." Jeremy left the electronics place, and he wandered down the mall to the sporting goods store. Also because of his own interest, his grandfather wasn't really the athletic type. But he did like to walk. Countless times, Jeremy had been invited to join him on one of his walks in the park. He knew so much about everything along the way, probably because he paid attention. And often they'd pause to sit on a stump, and it would lead to long conversations and moments that Jeremy would never forget. Oh, one time when he was in fifth grade, while sitting on one of those stumps, he'd asked his grandfather about something a friend had said. Oh, they'd been studying the environment, and his friend, doubtless echoing the words he'd heard at home, he had said that the world was here to use, and it was only crazies who worried about such things. His grandfather got that knowing grin on his face and said, "Ah, sure, there are some silly people out there who overdo things, but I've been around long enough to know that you can't be too careful or care too much. I guess it depends on whether you're planning on having grandchildren." There were so many memories like those that had been triggered by Jeremy's fruitless journey that day. And the streetlights had just come on as he finally arrived at the hardware store. He stood outside the display window, wondering why he thought he would do any better here than all the other places he'd gone, but knowing that he was out of choices and that he was out of time. Well, the twilight mingling of the streetlights and the store lights, they created an interesting combination of reflections on the glass of the store window. As he looked at the merchandise on display inside, it was all blurred to him. His mind was still elsewhere in his remembering of all the wonderful times he'd had with his grandfather. But through the blur, he caught a glimpse of his own reflection in the glass. And in his hazy state of mind, it looked like, well, at least a little like he was inside the store. Part of the display, one of the items that had been carefully arranged to catch your attention and to draw you in. The idea didn't form all at once, like a lightning bolt. He was too tired for that to happen. But slowly, growing unrelentingly in the depths of his imagination, the idea did make its presence known. He never did focus his eyes well enough to know what was on display behind that glass in that store window. He didn't need to. The idea had finally worked its way to the front of his mind. He knew what to get his grandfather for his birthday, and he still had a lot of work to do. In just a little while was the answer he'd given his mom the last time she checked on him to ask if he was ever planning to go to bed. It was much more than a little while when he finally pushed his chair back from the computer and collapsed in exhaustion to get a few minutes of sleep before he needed to start another day. The sun was bright in the sky, a little overly bright in Jeremy's eyes as they arrived at his grandfather's house. The conversation in the car had followed the usual litany of pronouncements about Grandpa's eccentricities and questions about how much longer he'd be able to stay in his own home. Jeremy never liked the word eccentric for his grandfather, though. His grandfather was simply honest. The kind of honest that cut through the veneer of things that most people prefer to keep covered up. He'd certainly never been a mean person, just uncommonly honest. When the time came for the ritual opening of the presents, the results were remarkably predictable. Mom and Dad had gotten him a lamp that turned on and off by clapping your hands. Grandpa wasn't really feeble enough to require such a thing, but they decided he was old enough that he ought to be, and his brother had gotten him a tie, figuring that if no one else was going to use his great idea, he would. The other relatives brought similarly uninspired offerings. Along the way, Grandpa commented that he was sure he could find a good use for all of these things. Jeremy couldn't help but laughing. He'd often helped him pack up the gifts from previous such occasions to donate them to people he thought might actually have a use for them. The time finally came for Jeremy's present. His grandfather started to unwrap it. By then, he'd lost some of the modest enthusiasm for the process with which he'd begun. Lifting off the lid of the recycled Avery label box, he saw the carefully hand-bound manuscript. Jeremy had spent the night putting down on paper a host of memories he had of times with his grandfather and the many lessons and unforgettable aphorisms that came along with them. Since he knew it was just a beginning, he titled it simply Chapter 1. Leafing through the pages, the impact of the gift was not in doubt, even though his grandfather rarely wore his emotions on his sleeve. One's ethnic heritage can leave a powerful residue sometimes. But there was no mistaking the moisture in his eyes as he nodded his thank you, and there was no mistaking the catch in his voice as he said, if I ever had any doubts, all the work it's taken to get to be 95, it was definitely worthwhile. And there was no mistaking the smile on Jeremy's face. It felt very good to be able to give a little something back.